What's up, everybody? Aaron Carter with the Weekend Bang in your eardrums. Korean style today. We're talking about Korean developers and how awesome they are. Follow us on Twitter, at Video Game Bang. Also on Facebook, Video Game Bang Bang. And as always, NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? While you're on that site, click on the store link and pick up one of our Video Game Bang t-shirts. Jada, Steven, and Corey join me today for this international episode of The Weekend Bang, where we take Korea by storm. So sit back and relax as you're listening to this episode of The Weekend Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the issue gets real.
I don't know, get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What's up, everybody? Pizza?
Oh. Are you Hi, everybody. Serious?
Is this what's
Are we all talking yeah. at the same time?
Wow. I don't even care because I am on cloud nine about the future of gaming and the future of soccer in Sacramento, California, people. 20,000 people plus showed up to the Sacramento Republic game last night, and it was amazing.
Did you go?
I was going to ask
Heck
you.
Yeah, I went.
I almost went. I almost went with one of my buddies that works at a food truck that was catering the thing. So
it,
I almost went.
It was, I don't know. It was my first pro soccer game.
Semi-pro.
Semi, whatever you call it. I don't care. It's my team. I love them. I wanted a
scarf.
Will
Ferrell was there?
But they were like $300.
I heard the lines to get merchandise. Was like never below 25 people.
Never. Even after the game was over, there were still lines getting stuff. Like, it was crazy. And it was all at a college stadium. It was all, kind of, I don't know. It didn't feel like it was too packed, though. I never felt like I had to wait to get around any place.
They broke an attendance record for the USL.
USL smashed it.
And the team who had it before just moved to the MLS.
Just moved to MLS. Trend? Do we see a...
I think so.
I mean, MLS wants 18,000 in each stands, you know, in each stadium. We just smashed
20,000 will do.
And I say it may not even just be because I think I was talking to somebody there at the game. It may not just be that soccer is wanted in Sacramento. Sacramento will go and support their people if we did anything. If we start marketing saying there's a rodeo in Sacramento tomorrow, you'll have 20,000 fans.
Sacramento.
That was chanted almost endlessly, I swear to you. And we lost the game, but it felt like we won. I swear to you.
Welcome to every Kings game.
Yeah, but it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. But we are about video games today. Let me introduce everybody. We have Jada with us today.
Hey, everybody.
We have Steven Gutierrez.
What is up?
And back for a second time in a row, we have Corey Vinson.
What's up, bitches?
Wow. And oddly enough, today's show is about Korean gaming, and we have no Koreans on the cast.
Have we ever had a Korean on the cast?
Do we have a Korean
Jerry?
Friend?
Yeah,
Jerry's not Korean.
Jerry's not Korean.
No.
I thought he was like Laos or something.
He's Filipino.
He's not Filipino.
Those countries aren't next to Korea?
Aaron's like,
wow. We lost all our Asian fans.
Yeah, all right. Sorry.
Sorry, Asians. Korea. We love you.
Video Game Actually, Bang, we The Weekend you. Bang, is brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What you reacting to? You can check us out on Twitter at Video Game Bang. Facebook, give us a like there. Video Game Bang Bang is the thing that you're going to be clicking there. and our YouTube page, The Video Game Bang, we're posting more videos than we ever have before. Just one more.
Which is more than 100%
productivity increase.
If you want to check us out and tell your friends to check us out as well, you can listen to us on iTunes, the Zune Marketplace, and Stitcher.
Yep.
Stanker, whatever it's called.
Stitches in the form of a sticker.
On to something that is a little upsetting, but a very exciting. American gamers... love international games. We can
Do
say
we?
That, right? Yeah. Think about some of your favorite games. Final Fantasy League. Series.
Mm-hmm. Halo. Gears. Halo. Oh, you're telling me.
Super Mario. Legend of Zelda.
Dungeon Fighter Online.
I only play American games.
Oh, let me think. League of Legends.
Oh.
All right, you're done.
I don't even like that game.
Wow.
The
Smite?
League of Legends.
I don't even like that game.
Smite's not American?
I don't even play
no,
American.
And this is upsetting. Why isn't America the number one in the gaming market right now? Like, I don't
we
understand.
Are because financially.
Because well, we're because we're, yeah. Because we're lazy and we outsource to the other countries.
And we can. I mean, the Nikes that are on everybody's feet, Chinese people. Yeah.
It's a good thing I don't wear
Am
Nikes.
Am I the only one wearing Nikes? Damn it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I support the slave shops.
Chucks and
but today is all about DC. Our friendly neighbors to the east?
Far east.
East. Not the northeast. Because we're going South Korea, everybody. The Koreans, for a while, have actually stole my heart. They made a game called Dungeon Fighter Online.
Oh, my God.
DFO.
And we played hours of that game. It was a PC game,
still
everybody.
Never even made it to the top level.
Yeah, didn't. Did not.
And we got our master moves, though. That was pretty cool.
It was awesome. Yeah, that was actually very awesome.
I had eyeballs popping up everywhere.
The game was a 2D fighter, dungeon crawler type of game. You would link up with three other of your friends. Good. And you would just go raid freaking caves and everything like that. I couldn't see a flaw in it. I mean, there was good. Except for the time limit thing where they only let you play a certain amount each day.
Oh, yeah, because you get some steps.
Or you could pay, right? Couldn't you pay to play longer?
I don't know.
No, but you could switch characters. And then,
yeah, that's caused everybody to have multiple characters and stuff like that. And then you had to pay for outfits, which were kind of bum. And then I had to pay to be black.
No.
Yeah, you did.
You had to pay
for
skin color.
Yeah,
couldn't be a black
color.
Guy.
And it was only you rented it.
The black tax.
That's terrible. That's terrible. But Korea, I first fell in love with Korea then. And now it seems with these new games that are coming out, Korea's going to steal my heart more
time. I think we should specify we're talking about South Korea.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't think Kim Jong-il made any of these games before he died?
Before he was Kim Jong-il?
I think he made it before he was. That's terrible. That is so terrible.
Oh, we have Kim Jong-un now, and I'm sure they have the best video games.
I'm sure, yeah.
North Korea has the best video games.
You're just
going
to insult him, and then now you're going to suck up to him?
Well, no, I'm sure. Go up to him and tell him they don't have the best video games.
Yeah.
I'm going to be surprised if I see you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
If they have sleeper agents in America.
Dennis Rodman's going to come abduct me.
What'd you say about North Korea?
Yeah.
That's terrible. Some of the games we're going to showcase today, all made by Korean developers. Some may make their way to America. Some may not. I hope all of them do because they look amazing. First game on the list we got here is Soul Worker. I know you may be thinking it's about a black jazz band that plays jazz in the subway for change. That would be actually an awesome MMO. Just playing soul music
That's
all day.
That's terrible.
Soul Worker is anime action RPG. Players play a psychic teenager who uses their emotions or souls to fuel their soul worker of the title. Now, that just sounds... When I first saw it, I was like, well, then we're just all going to be women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because guys don't have emotions. That's just...
This is...
That's just
we use our logic powers.
The working title for this one in America is Upskirt 2014.
Yes. Because if you pick a girl character, you're just seeing panty draws.
So there's going to be a lot of
that. That was the shortest skirt I've ever heard of in my life.
It's what they're going to attract the people with.
And, of course, you know, she runs like halfway bent over forwards.
Yeah, because I don't understand why people run like that in games at all.
People run like that in Korea?
Like in animes, they run with their arms out behind them.
Well,
like,
that's natural.
We've been running. I've been running a lot recently, and actually... I guess it's for the better because you do not want to run like me in a video game.
I was going to say, if I see you running down the street with your arms, I'm Instagramming pictures and video. And second, it's turning into some type of mini series of Corey runs.
If running was realistic in video games, you'd go, you know, if you're me, you know, maybe half a mile and then just have to stop for like 40 minutes.
Soul Worker is a special kind of weapon which represents a different class. You can choose a chainsaw, a cannon-type weapon, dual swords, dual pistols, a great sword, a scythe. There's a certain degree of crafting involved, with some materials collected by multiple characters and one account being available to craft more powerful weapons. No release date is set. I didn't see any real character creation on this. And I mean, with MMOs, that's kind of
that's a big
big thing. Yeah, it has a cel shaded style to it.
It's cel shaded and a very anime looking.
Yeah,
style.
It looked very anime, which I actually like. I like that style, the artwork.
How much customization can you really make in your characters, though?
You could do a lot.
Oh,
there's
a lot.
Yeah, if
you're blue hair, you want red.
If you're doing anime style, do you ever play Phantasy Star?
No.
That was a little customization, yeah. But I mean, they had
they could go a so big diverse. Deeper.
Yeah, you can go real deep with anime. Mm-hmm. It was very action, fast action paced, kind of.
Very.
I don't know, what like a Devil May Cry type of.
Yeah, exactly that's what I was going to relate it to as a DMC and style combat.
We don't really see that in MMOs. I mean.
No, not too many.
No, usually it's the click this to attack.
Yeah, but even in stuff like Terra, it wasn't that fast. Like Terra wasn't even that fast whenever it came to the battle and everything like that. This was like really fast paced.
Definitely looks like a skill based game.
Lots of explosions too.
Yeah, when the gunner seems to be like
the gunner looked awesome.
Mm-hmm. And they had like giant bosses that looked like, you know, right out of some type of your favorite animes and stuff like that. No magic though. Didn't see any of that.
Yeah, there was a lot of just like slicing in your face combat. That's why.
Could that be their thing to replace the Trinity, the Holy Trinity of characters, the rogue, you know, tank, and instead of that, they'd have, you know, just gunner, scythe person, and
swords,
yeah, or something like that.
Probably, you know, but I've seen that done in a couple other games where they don't have like actual magic and they've done like guns, swords, and
how do we guns. How do you tank? Who tanks in that? Or is there no tank at all?
You tank, basically, it's usually whoever just specked out.
Whoever just takes the hit.
Yeah. whoever basically specked out to be the tank, people.
You know what I thought? Because in Terra, they had that thing, you know, where you're a dodge tank. That's what they called it. So that means you're pulling the aggro, but you're responsible for moving out of the way so you don't die whenever you get hit. So maybe that's what they're just going to go
that's
towards.
How Final Fantasy XI did it when you did a ninja tank. You had a spell you cast, Utsusumi, and allowed you to blink. Three attacks or whatnot, and so you just had to cast that every three.
I mean,
attacks.
It would make sense that they would have that "quote unquote" dodge tank because the way that the action was in the game, you actually were the video showed them dodging the punches in the actual attacks of the enemy. So, I mean, that seems like it would work.
Lion Games is developing this game. Like I said, no real release date. So, if you're waiting for it in America, you're gonna have to wait quite some time.
Which sucks.
But you can check out all sorts of videos for it online to tease you with.
There you go.
Yeah. God. Next game on the list is called Tree of Savior by IMC Games. Comparing to Ragnarok Online 2, if you've ever played that, Tree of Savior could be said to be the spiritual successor of Ragnarok Online. It is a mixture of 2D compass movement and 3D art, and uses very similar or consistent core systems and art styles. Beautiful art style, isometric view, a real nod to the classic RPGs of old. Like, what did
really
you say, Jada?
Back to Children of Mana.
Children of Mana, yeah. Was that the one on the PlayStation?
Children of Mana was the DS one, but Secret of Mana was the one way back in the day.
I love that oil painting type of art style for the characters that are on this one. They mix a lot of the 3D background. It makes you feel like, I mean, it may be a bad thing for some people, me saying this, but it makes you feel like you're playing those PlayStation 1 type of RPGs.
I love going back and playing
those
nostalgia. Every once in a while. Yeah.
Yes, that nostalgia is definitely there with this game.
The sprites and stuff that they use very much so.
Wasn't too much information on this one. I don't know. I was just really blown away by the
art style.
The art style.
Like, it really reminded me of Bastion.
Yeah, Bastion.
That's probably the best thing I can compare it to.
We don't get too many of those games with the isometric view nowadays, but I don't know. I like that top-down style if it's an action type of game. Like, League of Legends does it, but, of course, that's the click type of...
Well, I mean, it kind of has, like, that Diablo torchlight...
Yeah.
Closest thing, yeah.
So that's another...
They've got one for the PS4 coming out pretty soon, similar, called Transistor. I think that's out this month, May.
That's some of the same people that did Bastion, right?
Bastion, yeah. So.
And Transistor. Wasn't that a... I thought we talked about
that
on another show.
A little bit
last show.
You can check out the Tree of Survivor on YouTube. It's still a Korean type of game, so American waiters, you're just going to definitely have to wait.
And it's Tree of Savior if you're looking for it, not Tree of Survivor.
What did I say?
Tree of Survivor. Oh. It's on an island, surviving with the other
survival.
Tree of Survivors.
Tree of Survivors. The next big game online, we just played from Xbox, was Civilization Revolution, correct?
Yep.
Well, this game from XL Games is called Civilization Online. XL Games CEO, and another game on the list that I'm going to skip. Jake Song finally makes the popular Civilization series into an MMORPG. Different from the original turn-based Civilization series, this upcoming sandbox MMORPG features an open world. Isn't all of them open world, basically?
For the most part. Yeah.
I've never played the PC ones. Assume.
All right. Civilization Online is a unique MMO in which a player and play in which players work together to build a civilization from Stone Age to Space Age. Create your custom avatar, then choose the role you want to play in the expansion of your empire. Research and develop new technologies, construct buildings and great wonders, wage wars, or conduct espionage to achieve victory over players and civilizations in a dynamically changing world. Now,
I want to know how you win in an MMO.
How do you win? Yeah. I mean,
you probably don't win. If you get to you do a little bit of the modern age, nobody's touching you. That's just.
But is it? But this one says
the real world. And we're just all
rapture, like, Big Bang, start again.
But it says create. Right? It says create your custom avatar and then choose which role you'll play. So are you just playing that specific
a single person?
That's
in
what
the
I'm saying. Yeah. Is this just a second world you're living in?
I'm gonna get a job.
You get to be a mason. Yeah. You get to be a mason.
Like, how are people gonna coexist? Because you know there's gonna be griefers and trolls and everywhere.
They're always
that's gonna want to just start wars all over the place. So, and you can win.
Then you don't elect these people.
Well, you don't elect them, but there's going to be anarchy somewhere. There's going to be like a Badlands area where you know people are just going to fester.
Just on fire constantly.
Yeah.
Every time you go
there's
got to
be. Yeah.
The village of the Shun. Everybody that just got kicked out.
And then you can win in civilization, like with religion or technology or, you
there's
know.
There's economic. There's a.
Cultural.
Cultural. Uh-huh. There is the. Take over, then there's the scientific, and then I can't remember the fifth one.
What player in their right mind is going to do all those other ones except for just war?
David.
When I play Civ on PC, I never do war. Like, that is like the worst way to win.
But I mean, it just seems like the most entertaining. It's battle.
It's the easiest way to conquer.
Yeah, you're going
to
be
that's conquering. Why we play video games.
Yeah, to fight a whole bunch of different people.
I just D up with archers all around my walls and just pick off people as they come.
I'm really.
Then they come at you with pistols.
I'm really I'm interested in how people are, how this is all going to play out, because there's not really too much information on there. This description was very vague. I want to know, is it real? Do you really have to take, you know, control of one character? Because that just kind of seems like after a while that might be boring. And then I want to know, like, is there going to be a hierarchy? Do people elect presidents? Who's going to be representative? Like, say we start a country here and we're like, well, we want Corey. You go out and you talk to another country and try to be diplomatic with them.
You're going to die.
Corey was shot.
You just teabag my corpse.
Does that spawn a quest for you? Do you automatically just, boom, you get a quest? And then what is it? Is there a leveling up system?
And how do we decide who becomes the leader? Who's going to control? Who's going to actually run it? Like,
or if they do it the opposite
way.
We
all go to sleep and we just wake up and our country's gone.
guys, I sold it.
If they do it the opposite way, where everybody controls their own little empire or whatever,
yeah,
that's just like billions of cities everywhere. Then it just makes kind of no sense.
The world would have to be like... Huge.
Yeah, it would be like, I don't understand how Civilization Online works. I wish they had more information.
Maybe the progression will be really slow. So, like,
that
take a week.
Would be...
Each expansion, horrible. Stone Age.
And then, Civilization...
Iron Age.
Civilization has an end game. None of these other games that we've played really had... Our MMOs have, like, an end game to where it's like you're just done and there's nothing you can keep doing. Once you get to the highest form of, you know, your evolution in your city... What do?
Sit back and just enjoy.
Like, all right, well, that was fun.
I mean, unless they
go back to playing League.
Space expansion or something like that. Like, oh, your city is at the max. Now let's get it up to space and colonize a moon or something like
Alpha
that.
Centauri.
You stop and you're just like, that game sucked. You push your keyboard in, just walk outside.
So rub your eyes.
Wow, so I hope this one.
Gaseous ball.
I hope this one is free to play because I don't really.
It's got to be.
Yeah, I can't. Can't imagine paying for it. You can check out more information online, of course, for Civ Online. Next game is a huge one in Korea, and I guess in America as well.
It's done by Nexon Mobile?
Nexon Mobile?
Yeah, okay.
Maple Story 2. Maple Story is a lineal sequel to the 2D casual MMORPG Maple Story. Based on the adorable style of Maple Story, this sequel is an upgrade to a 3D version. Maple Story 2 takes place in a different world from its predecessor. Nexon says two games are not connected to each other. So if you were hoping that one storyline would fade into another one, sorry, people. It's not going to happen.
Korea doesn't do that.
Different worlds.
You think this one will be more successful than the predecessor?
It's MapleStory, so it's got the name.
Yeah. How many MMOs do you know that part two is better than part one, though?
It's true.
How many part twos are there? Really?
For MMOs, there's not many.
I think they're...
Did you say Halo?
Halo 2 is way better.
I said, how many MMOs?
Oh.
That's terrible.
I was only half listening to you.
Wow. Anyway. Wow. Way to be into the show here, Corey.
You get one tattoo and you
I'm
think
texting.
You're cool.
I know. Wow. Wow.
So professional. I don't know. I'm worried about the 2D to 3D.
Because that's... I mean, that was a draw for some of the fans.
I think
yeah.
a lot of people might be against it just because it's... You can't change something so dramatically like that without some type of backlash from the fans.
This is a huge title. We used to sell MapleStory cards.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying that name.
And I never understood that. And it even had rumors to be coming out on the DS for a little while, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And that just fell apart for some strange reason. I mean, it's easy enough to do with the 2D graphics and everything like that, but...
Might have come out across seas.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
And if it did, I mean, they're still probably playing it over there right now. With
Wouldn't doubt
three
it.
Characters.
I think tons of people still play it.
I've seen plenty of expansions for it. New character classes and everything like that. Like, last time I saw, it was like a pirate or something was just being introduced. That was probably years ago.
I think I still sell MapleStory cards.
That's ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure.
That's ridiculous. I don't like the art style on MapleStory, though.
It looked okay in that 3D stylized trailer we watched.
Yeah, but that... Have you ever seen the 2D version of it?
Yep.
Like... The heads are 90% of the whole character.
I told you. It's going to be the same thing. It's
yeah.
the me.
Yeah, I could. Yeah. I could see this game definitely being released on a Nintendo platform.
They should do it for the Wii U.
Would that revitalize the Wii U?
I think it would help
in Korea.
Korea helping Japan. Wow. That's a twist.
What's a twist?
MapleStory. What other question did I have here? Oh, yeah. It's looking for the core fans.
Yeah,
I don't know. I wouldn't be playing this one. I tried download MapleStory, the first one, and I played all of 3 seconds of it. And I just
uninstalled.
I could not get into that game.
I didn't want to get into it.
I think
because with the time I found out about it, we got into World of Warcraft, and it was just like...
The time I tried is when we got into Dungeon Fighter, and I was next.
Even that, Dungeon Fighter, my God, that was...
I was so amazing. Next and past that one, I was like, this is... ridiculous.
Bring Dungeon Fighter back. That's what I want. I want my character back.
Yeah. They took it away.
They deleted it.
XL Games keeps on a roll with the game called Arc Age, we watched all the trailers. Mind you, let's tell you before, we watched all the trailers for all these games before we actually sat and discussed. So everybody on the panel at least knows what they look like. Even though this is a podcast and you... can't see anything.
This was the really short trailer, right?
This one was long. This one was the long one where Player Justice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let's do some refresher. Adventure in an open world or open-ended MMORPG freed from predefined paths and progression. Build massive castles and lay claim to land whose rich fuel a deep player-driven economy. Now, you had some worries about the player-driven economy in this one?
The
Equality.
Equalities.
So I'm naming my kid. Equanimee.
Equanimee.
That's not a black name. I don't know anything.
I'll be worried if his kid comes out black.
He should be worried.
player-driven economies can be really good or really bad. I played Final Fantasy XI for a bunch of years, and sometimes... depending on what server you're on, the economies are completely different, but for the same item. So, sometimes I'm trying to sell this, wool of web or whatnot that I need for cloth crafting, or I was trying to buy some. Some weeks I'd go, it'd be 3,000 gil. Some weeks I'd go, it'd be 10,000 gil. I'm just like, holy crap. So it's a cool aspect of it.
You make your own prices?
Yeah, you set your own prices on the auction house or whatnot, and you can always check the auction house to see what other people are selling for, and then you can oversell or undersell. Mm. And if the way it worked with the auction house in 11 was whoever had the lowest price is one sold first, generally. So, if somebody starts, undercutting you by, I put my stuff on, I'd undercut by 5 gil. So that mine would sell. Somebody would pick mine and sell because obviously they're going to save that little bit where they can save it.
Yeah,
and so,
always 1 cent under everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and save that penny.
I'd buy everything.
Yep.
And sell it for high prices.
And some people did do that. When you had, if you, once you made it big and had enough money, you could buy out the whole auction house of everything, all the stacks of stuff, and then just put it back up there and then make a profit off of it.
I own the market on silk cloth.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft.
Band together to protect your fortune in an epic siege, in epic siege battles and naval combat. I have never seen naval combat in an MMO. That's new. And they showed like...
Clearly you've never played Pirates. I'm just playing.
That's probably actually a game.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Pirates Online.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Pirates 101 or something.
They
like
had
that.
A Kraken in the game. I don't know why they would add that, but you know, it's in there.
Epic boss.
Or live a life of outlaw, prying glory and coin from foes left in your wake. Of course, I mean, there's going to be people that just do that.
There's dicks in the world.
Arcade is home to four major races. Spiritual Nuians, I guess that's how you say it.
I don't know. I don't speak Korean.
Secretive elves share the west, while the nomadic Firin and the cunning Harani inhabit the lands of the east. Loose ties connect the neighboring races, but alliances and fluid forever complicated by the whims of pirate factions, sailing, trading, and pillaging. The only reason why I actually even added this is because I like MMOs that have clear-cut lines of segregation. That's why. Only because...
Aaron wants to be with his people.
Hear me out. When I'm playing
Separate
Terra...
but equal.
When I'm playing Terra, I really like Terra's PvP. Or I like PvP in MMOs. But Terra has no clear lines of who's my enemy. Mm-hmm. I don't know who I should hate, is what I'm saying. So when you go out...
So you want to hate other classes.
No, I want to... races. I want to be able to look over a mountain and see...
Those red bastards.
Like,
over there.
Think of World of Warcraft. You see a Horde character, you know, that's my opposition. That's my
gang mentality that's been ingrained in Grand High School.
Exactly.
Aaron over here.
I want to see over there, you know, by what they're wearing or whatever. Like, hey, that's a person that's against my...
That's somebody you want to kill.
Yeah, or not even just that. That's somebody against what I'm representing. That's what that is. So his motives are different from mine. And yes, I want to kill him.
I see other people in MMOs, and I'm like, how can I help this person?
Yeah, if they look like me. In the, that's exactly
I don't care that you're just...
That's where I'm at.
You know what happens when you help somebody? They stab you in the back, or they take your stuff and run.
No. Because, I help them, and then I stab them in the back and take double the loot.
You see that? That's terrible. That's why I need to know.
There's dicks in the world.
No blurred lines, everybody.
I just
want
to be able to help everybody and stab everybody. I don't care if they look like me or not.
That's just like when we play Warcraft, and Javier, he was the lowest level. We worked to get him up there, and then he became the highest level, and then he left us.
And just
didn't help nobody.
Thumb.
Like a dick.
Yeah, he pretty much was a dick on that one. We left for like a couple of friggin' weeks and then came back and he was like crazy, high level.
He was already 70 and then all of us were like 40.
Yeah.
We were like, what the hell?
Clearly somebody had nothing else to do at the time. We're winding up to the end of the first segment. This
it's almost
crazy.
Halftime.
We're not even fully done talking about this game.
No, we're not done talking about this game. When we come back from the break, we will delve more into Arc Age because I believe this next feature on there, when we talk about the classes, is very, very interesting. And not even that. I mean, there's more on the player-driven economy, world-changing PvP. I'm going to go into some naval battle stuff. And then the granddaddy of them all out of the Korean MMOs. That's coming up. And you do not want to miss that on the next segment. And maybe Corey will actually finally chime in on one of these Korean games.
I'm just racist.
That's clearly what it is.
And every time you say naval battle, I think of belly buttons.
That's what it is.
Oh, just rub your belly button against the other person.
What other type of naval battle is
that?
Until
they get freaked out and leave.
You don't have Krakens coming out of your navel?
I have a Sarlacc. But...
What?
And again, nerd alert!
Again, he brings it to...
Nerd alert!
That's awkward Jesus. Conversations, the show, apparently, everybody. Stick around for more Weekend Bang with the Koreans.
And Corey's terrible jokes.
This is Michael John Malo, composer of Strider. You're listening to Video Game Bang!
Hey, Hey, this is Stephen Barton. I'm the composer for Titanfall, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Welcome back to the weekend Korean-style bang. If I knew how to say that in Korean, I would. My mom actually speaks Korean.
It's called Korean barbecue.
It's crazy. You should have her do it something.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you should probably have her do it something. We'll think. We'll think after, I don't know. It's a very weird language. Very, very weird language. Not to diss anybody from Korea, but your language is weird.
It's horrible.
Before the break, we were talking about a little tiny MMO from Korea called ArcAge, made by XL Games. Player-driven economy, naval ship battles out of your belly button, all that good stuff. But what we didn't get to is one of the best parts of the game, the classes. Sorry, the spit in my mouth. The classes. And I wish I could read the top line, but apparently Corey is highlighting something, and I can see it on my phone. Thank you. Classes.
Sorry about that.
ArcAge features over 100 classes built from 10 skill sets favored by the gods and heroes of the Great Expedition. Skill sets host a range of abilities from sorcery, devastating spells, to songcraft, soothing ballads. Why would anybody
the
be
bard.
A, yeah, like, yeah. Like
bards are super useful in MMOs.
Each one don't levels.
Them.
I don't ever play
don't,
them, but I always,
them.
Always welcome a bard.
Don't defend them.
Bards can join my party anytime.
Each one levels up independently as you gain experience with a skill set. You can unlock an array of powers, and over time, you can master them all. After reaching level 10, you can combine any three skill sets to make a unique class. You can swap skill sets in and out to change classes as often as you like with no predefined path to follow.
Ooh.
Experiment and discover classes to fit any situation with all the same character.
So it's nice. That's just like Final Fantasy XI once you hit...
Let's... You see the deep breath he took and the giant that I said whenever we did that?
Yeah, I know you guys hated Final Fantasy.
Did you not
11.
Hear the theme song? I clicked on it and it was like Pink Thong. The whole time.
You know, you said I that know. In the same monotone.
Like, that's exactly. It's exactly what it was.
I know you guys didn't have a good experience with Final Fantasy 11. Is unfortunate.
If they take suit off of Final Fantasy 11 on this, I will burn Korea to the ground.
Oh, wow. Because your language is weird.
We will join the North.
We will join
the king of the North.
The king of the North.
We will give them technologies beyond their wildest dreams. Pencils. And we will burn the South.
Okay, fine. I'll get off of Final Fantasy 11. It's similar to Rift then. Did you ever play Rift?
I did not.
Rift had the same thing where you could pick three classes. The only thing that's different from Rift is once you pick those three, if I remember right, you were locked into those three.
Mm. So it's not the same.
But that's why I was comparing it to Final Fantasy 11, because with that one, anytime you want to change jobs, you just go back to your house, you change your jobs. Anytime you want.
But this one integrates different.
That's not realistic.
I don't even remember getting to a house. Did you?
No, I remember.
You guys were too poor in the house.
I remember going to save a damsel in distress. Because apparently if you die in that game, you lose experience.
Only after level 10.
I saw a young lady, maybe. Could have been a guy. Don't know. And I ran to her aid. And I was smite down. And then,
that's what you get for joining in and
so
helping people.
She said, thank you. I almost died. But, you know, you pulled aggro for a hot second and I got to kill whatever was attacking her. Said, I will res you. Let me go switch classes. I'll be back. 3 hours later, she comes.
Oh my gosh.
She comes trotting back, and like she ran up, and it was like, I'm out of breath. I had to run the whole way there.
For the sake of the story, I'll let you keep it that way. But there's no way it was 3 hours.
I swear, it felt like 3 hours.
It might have felt like 3 hours. You only have
laying there dead.
I'm pretty sure you only have a 1 hour time before it automatically sends you back
well,
to your house.
Well, she waited for the whole freaking 59 minutes to get all the way back to me.
And then took a shower.
And then literally.
Went to get something to eat.
When she came back. She was like, oh, I don't even have the res ability. Sorry.
I'll be back.
So I was like, what?
It's in my other clothes.
I said, screw that. I'm done.
I think you guys might have joined before chocobos were easy to, before you could tame your own chocobo.
I don't know.
I've never even seen a chocobo in that game.
We barely saw people in that game.
You guys got in real late.
We clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly. We took like, in the beginning, there was like worms everywhere to fight. And I'll never forget this. Pushan went out there and started fighting a whole bunch of stuff. And he was like, at what level do the graphics get better? And I was like, when you hear that statement, You know the game is bad. Janice Davis is probably cursing my name right now because she had so much fun with that game.
Oh my god!
But first impressions are almost everything, everybody. Oh, so it's like that game left a sour watermelon.
That sounds like me, Janice, and Adam Ruiz. We're gonna have to get back on and start playing 11.
You guys might have to.
The three of us.
You guys might have to. Because this one says with the you're mixing and matching the skills and everything like that, so I'm guessing that you can have a character that is a warrior per se. We'll just use that. Then he goes out and learns archery type stuff and magic and stuff, and so he just integrates them into his skill set. So, and I like that. And I was talking with Jerry earlier. I'm like, I like the idea at least that if I'm going out in the world and I see somebody that's opposed to me, I don't know what they're capable of. As opposed to World of Warcraft, I'm like, oh, that's a Frost Mage. I know what he's going to do. I know what he's capable of, at least. Or actually any other game. When you're looking at a Call of Duty, oh, he's got a shotgun. I know his range is only that much or something like that. You know, so that with the mixing of skill sets and stuff like that, you can come upon somebody. They may look a certain way, but then all of a sudden they're doing a totally different thing. That's... awesome to me. That makes fights more exciting. That makes makes you more cautious to what you do. You don't want to just show your hand all of a sudden and then they're like, oh crap, okay, I know what he's got, you know, now I can counter with all this type of stuff. Like, you don't get that in basic video games any day. Like, the Koreans are geniuses.
Well, part of the whole outfit showing off is it's kind of a developer tool for educating the gamer in certain aspects. So you don't walk into, it's kind of like Dark Souls, you know, you play Dark Souls, you can wear whatever armor you want. Like, I wear heavy armor, but I cast spells. So you have no idea. You look at me, you think I'm on this big ass great sword. I switch right at the last second to a catalyst and blast you. You have no idea.
And that's awesome.
So it's, but it's, you know, it doesn't work in all games. As
it
can see.
Doesn't. And this is the second game because there's EverQuest next that's doing this as well. American developer. We're talking about Koreans. That's doing this. And I hope that push of, play your own style, I guess.
The customization
needs to be in every game.
Yeah. And maybe we'll get away from the, you know, the basic, tropes. Yeah, the tropes. Yeah. And you'll see a whole bunch of, your personality and your style should come out in your avatar
when you play.
Yeah. You know, if you're like this big fire flashy guy, that's what you do. You know, okay, that's you. But Iceman's going to kill you or something like that because, you know, he's the one that did it.
This one seems really similar to EverQuest Next in the fact that, like, one of the opening statements was that the world and everything in it is going to be completely impacted by the players.
That's scary too, yeah.
And EverQuest Next, I think there was more details to go off of, so it actually seemed a little more cohesive. But they're both doing the same thing, and that is pretty intense.
Think it's going head to head?
Yeah, of course.
Well, EverQuest Next got the cartoony graphics, and this one's got the real one. You think people will be drawn more to the?
I don't think so. I think whatever one gets the most money thrown behind it, and whatever one people know about first.
I think
advertisement.
Honestly, I don't think ArcheAge has a chance against EverQuest if they release them within similar windows, just because EverQuest's name.
EverQuest has been around
for a long time.
That's true.
And so, it has that everything destructible thing going for it.
Destructible environments looked awesome.
Ridiculous. Let's get more into the player-driven economy. We touched on it a little before. The description of it says, gatherers, crafters, and traders, you are the engine that drives ArcheAge. Is an economy in your control. Master diverse skills to craft goods and homes, galleons and castles. Transport the trade materials across the realm, braving danger and piracy to support your allies in wars that will change the fate of the world. So this makes it seem like you got to transfer your own goods from location to location.
Your house is never safe.
Or pay someone to.
That might suck. Big time. Okay, yeah, you pay somebody to. You pay Steve and Corey to take your corn cross country or something like that.
Why is it got
to
be corn?
Your comic books, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And then Steven gets ganked. Or Steven
runs off with it.
Or Steven, yeah, just says, hey, Z, you want to split this stack of comic books?
Should have got the insurance, biatch. <Yeah. laughs>
How does that work is what I want to know. Like,
isn't that like that space game we were looking at
Yeah.
The other day too.
Yeah, it's exactly like that, just on one planet. But yeah, it's exact. So I wonder, how do you stop people from messing with your personal? Like, you worked hard to gather up all that material in the game. You know, I grinded for hours to get all this stuff, and now I want to make my riches off of it. I'm putting it into somebody else's hands or my own hands that I can, you know, get killed and lose potentially millions. Here we go. Something.
You have all that material. You have a lot of gold. I'm a merc. You hire me, I'll protect you. Higher levels.
Yeah.
Boom.
They'll have systems.
Higher level person comes, ganks you both.
Now you come around, backstab you.
You have a team. Right
there. There's just two people dead on the and your comic books are still gone.
But yeah, they have to still get a higher person.
Where's the security? You know they're going to be. I played World of Warcraft, and literally whatever that town is by the.
I swear.
By Stormwind, there was a high level person just
Goldshire?
Yeah, Goldshire. People just getting ganked left and right there. And then a whole bunch of messages going out. Anybody high level can help. So I run over there, level 20, and I try to help. I get killed. And I'm like, I can't help people. I'm sorry. This guy is a high level. He's just killing everybody. There's nothing I can do. So it's just like, where's the... Now, and that kind of leads in... I'm going to let you go, Corey, first before...
Yeah, I want to talk about... I want to talk a little bit about Minecraft and the Minecraft servers. There's Minecraft servers out there that are like full-fledged MMOs.
Mm-hmm.
And but more like on a personal level, like there's the massive ones where there's like a max of 1,000 people at a time. But then there's like the good servers you could find where people play them and there's like a 30 person max. And it was like that. You start playing and there was no structure to the game. It was whatever we had. And because there's resources in the game, it's whoever had the most stuff. And so everyone has the same health. Like, kind of like real life. Like,
yeah.
I'm just as easy to kill as Bill Gates.
Yeah, one bullet.
But Bill Gates can afford to build a giant thing exactly. And a missile and shit. So we were playing this, and like my crew rose to dominance.
Uh-huh.
We had all diamond stuff. And when you had all diamond, you were the shit. And all enchanted. But then we started getting evil and turning against each other, and our whole faction split. Like, one of our friends, Matthew Egbert.
Wow, blasting him out, huh?
Yeah, I'm calling him out. He paid to become like a god on the server.
Wow.
So he had his own untouchable land, and he separated from our group.
Was this the one I played with you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, see, wasn't that crazy?
It was Game of Thrones.
It was Game of Thrones. I got Aaron as an operative. I was like, yeah. I need to infiltrate. Aaron, I want you to come on this server, and I'm going to make it look like you murdered me. To gain their trust.
And it worked.
Oh, yeah. Aaron was in their circle.
Yeah. They were asking me, where's the other base? And they wanted me to, like, flip tail and everything. Eventually, they found out, and I got Goodfellowed.
They found out because, you know, and it was because Matthew Egbert broke the trust.
Yeah, he did.
Like, the real life trust. I knew him in person. I was like, yeah, I know this guy. He's helping me get some intel. And he flipped and told them. And then Aaron, like, they were like, come on, Aaron. We're going to take you in and then
yeah, they really did. Literally did. Took me out into like a patch of grass. And then
just stare at the roses.
Yeah. They literally did. And then just knocked me. And then I was like, oh, wow. I just lost the Game of Thrones right there.
We put in a lot of work for that thing.
Yeah.
One of my best moves in that game was there's this guy who hated me. His name is Hammy. He hated me so bad. Like, it was getting personal. And you can do private chat, and I faked like I was private chat and botched it. So I put some coordinates. I was like, yeah, it's down here at this coordinates. And I was like, oh shit, it wasn't supposed to be private. And I rigged that spot, that little cave with explosives. I just went like around the corner, waited there for a few minutes. Sir Hammy explodes. I just jump back in the hole, grab all his shit and run away.
That's crazy to think that literally was the Game of Thrones before the Game of Thrones came out.
That's why I kind of hold that as the standard to these type of games. Where if you could create some game where it's a game within itself. Because it was just an open world, and we were all fighting to find each other's bases. It was all about griefing. It was all about finding each other's stuff and robbing each other.
And nothing in real life was on. Like, there was no money or anything, but you felt like you had to win this. Like, this was, like, you conquered another human being for real in this whole thing. Like, I own your soul now. You are mine.
The people who ran the server ran it really well. Like, they all had like god mode armor and stuff like that, and one time they were fighting, the gods were fighting each other.
Wow.
And one killed the other one, and all of his loot fell like across the map because they were like fighting up high. And my first day on the server, I found these diamond boots They're enchanted like crazy.
Wow.
And those boots got me so far in the game.
That's almost a story within a game right there. Like, oh, there was a legend that the two gods fought and what's the name? Smite the other one.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where these boots came from.
And I lost those boots in this epic battle, like in the middle of the ocean. And like I killed him, but he poisoned me and I died a second later. And we searched for those boots for
they
hours.
Fell into the ocean.
Like that's an epic story right there. Like literally. If you just like added more like detail to every little thing, that's a literally epic story.
We were creating our own storylines. That was so cool. I want to go back to
and that rolls into what I was going to say before. That actually perfectly is the one of the points that they had in this game was player driven justice. Like that means there's going to be some type of council or something like that to decide what you did was wrong. Or what you did was, you know, unfair to another player. How do you even control that?
I don't see how you capture somebody.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's another mission right there.
In Minecraft, it was just like a / command, go to jail.
If yeah. You're
a dick, the gods can, or, you know, the moderators can do that. The mods.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I imagine what they could do is if they, you know, if you were a criminal, you get killed or whatnot, they can come up to your corpse and they can put bindings on you. And that basically when you respawn, you wake up in prison.
Is that a mission of its own, though? Because that would be a bounty hunter like
jailbreak, prison break.
Oh,
you had tattoos all over your body.
Oh, my God.
You robbed Corey's coin.
They showed that,
yeah,
right?
You have to pay the piper whore.
They showed a guy in, like,
Cuffs.
Yeah,
they did. Being brought in before, like, a court.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. What are trials like?
Oh.
Everybody's just screaming guilty.
The most troll.
You didn't even do it. It's just you're guilty.
The only thing is it would... It'd be the quietest court trial because it's all text.
I know, yeah.
You can hear just laughs.
I want
you
to just type in order. Order. Everybody stop using caps.
Yeah.
Everybody stop.
I remember back in 11, one of my buddies got married because there was the whole marriage thing or whatnot. And we went to the ceremony. And we had fireworks and whatnot. And we were lighting fireworks off in the church. And the mod was like, can you not let... There's no fireworks allowed in the church.
What?
Like, it's a digital church! like, we will kick you out if you light another one.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. Like, I would have lit one off.
Please wait till you get outside. So we went outside and then we just let off all the fireworks. So this is ridiculous.
They showed that
in this too. Fire to the church.
They showed marriage right in this afterwards. One too. But, I mean, I wonder what that gets you. Like, does it get you extra gear or, like, is there a motivation to get married in the game?
She takes half your money.
Oh, that would suck. That's what happened in Fable, that bullcrap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, married Larissa in Fable, and then she logged off, and all my gold was gone. I was like, what? Killed my wife? Took my gold? I'm like, what's the dealio here?
She kept the children. She left the children.
And left the children.
I wonder if my wife would let me get married in an MMO.
Ooh.
Weird.
Would that break up real world relationships?
I think it could.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Married that whore in your game?
It's David, Elizabeth. It's David.
I don't care. That's so terrible.
You think she's prettier than me?
Spend all your time talking to him.
World-changing PvP. The Land of Origin offers immersed wealth to those who will claim it. We're still talking about Arcade here, people. Assemble allies and build an empire to span continents, sabotage your enemies, trade, and lay waste to their armies and fields, rally your massive forces, create massive siege engines that will carry you to in the heart of the rivals' powers and help you rip it away. Naval battle combat on the high seas. Vast uncharted ocean separates the old continents and the churning waters ruled by the chaos, by chaos and gold. Amass fame and fortune by securing trade routes and controlling their flow of resources. Riches await whether you lead fleets against enemy armadas or ply the waters as a pirate. Who the hell would not ply the waters as a pirate? I know that I would. Just beware what lies beneath, it says. Yeah.
The Kraken.
So that's other trade routes that probably get, you know, ganked and everything like that on the waters and everything.
Ganked. The world-changing PvP tells me that, like, there can be giant PvP battles with actual things on the line.
Yeah.
So, like, you're... Because, you know, they were showing them kind of storming a giant city.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome if... They'd have to set it, like, on a timer so that it's not just constantly under attack. But, like, if there's a giant city from the opposition and you can organize a big enough attack on it, and then you guys have access to the city and they can't be in there.
I wouldn't put a timer. I'd just put if you attack within this zone and you organize an attack within the zone and you get killed, you're spawned crazy far away. Like, continent away.
Jesus.
Yeah. That way, it's just like, if you want to do it again, that gives that person that's in that town enough time to
rebuild.
I'm imagining it would take a huge army to take one of these cities.
Or randomly just spawn people everywhere. That way they're just, they're out of the, you know, they're all disconnected type of thing. Yeah. That's kind of like this next one, our final one. How much time we got left? Because this one is actually pretty big, too.
Oh, we got 10 minutes.
All right. Black Desert, everybody, by Pearl Abyss. Black Desert takes place in the high fantasy setting and revolves around the conflict between two rival nations, the Republic of Calpheon and the Kingdom of Valencia. Right there, that already got me a little half chubbed.
You going to Calpheon?
You know what? When I saw it,
Valencia.
I saw a little gameplay of Calpheon. And it looks like the kingdom is a diverse kingdom because they had like giants, ogres, and humans and elves all working all around each other. Like, just, you know, like that's just how life goes. I haven't seen it in Valencia yet, but I'm thinking they're uptight a-holes.
You're going to have a lot of people from the south in the Valencia.
I was thinking elves.
So, where are we at? At Parkus? Parkus.
Parkus.
You know, I was thinking about it. They should call this game Black Desserts because it's so tasty.
Wow. That's terrible. You know how I know that's terrible? Because Jerry said the exact same joke.
Okay.
Corey was just stealing it from Steven, but...
Oh, wow. Steven said and that. Now Steven... Well, Steven was stealing from Jerry. Wow.
I'd never heard Jerry say that.
Don't be that guy, Steven.
I said before the show, I didn't Don't say anything right now.
I said it first.
I said it first. Obviously, Jerry said it first. I didn't know.
A parkour system similar to that scene in Prince of Persia and Assassin's Creed allows players to climb, explore, and interact with buildings and obstacles.
That's not going to be annoying in an MMO.
That was actually awesome. So, you remember the sieges that you saw in the other previous game,
Arcade? Oh, snap.
They did a siege on, a guild versus guild siege on this game, Black Desert, and everybody was attacking the front gate. One archer, the smartest person in the world, decided to parkour their way around the gate and then open it from the other side.
Oh. Nobody was there.
Who else? Yeah, nobody thought of that. What kind of dummies are playing this game?
Parkour.
I would have four people up by that freaking gate alone just to protect from that type
of thing. You gotta send one man to be that sneaky guy that gets in there.
I thought that's awesome. You don't see parkour at all in, you know, MMOs.
That's a new one.
A dynamic worldwide weather system, which includes large-scale events such as typhoons and influence.
You were going to say influenza. Wrong.
Yeah. They influence gameplay. Localized weather will include such events as temporary fog, which players may exploit to launch surprise attacks on rival guild structures.
That's interesting.
Seasonal weather changes or traveling to areas with different climates will require players to adjust their equipment. For example, using warmer clothing in cold weather will also impact the player's statistics.
Oh, I got hypothermia.
That's pretty dope. You're constantly changing your gear and stuff like that, you know.
So if you wear that pink thong,
yeah,
you'll be freezing if you're in the snow.
Exactly. Maybe I'll move slower. My attack speed goes down.
Stamina drains faster.
+3 to coughing.
And I look terrible.
And you have a pink thong.
And I have a pink thong on. Like that, I mean, that right there alone.
That's some attention to details.
I really like the temporary fog.
The temp fog.
That's a really cool idea.
I can just imagine, like, Aaron, back to back, where are these guys? And then we're surrounded.
And they literally take off with the graphics of this game. I swear, they look like high def, even more in detail. Dragon's Dogma.
Mm. Was this the one with the really detailed faces?
Yeah, really detailed faces. The character customization is the most in depth since like freaking Elder Scroll, because it's like you can go into hair design and cheekbones.
Yeah,
like
when I saw the video for the character creation, it was just like I thought it was the developers.
Yeah,
like creating a character and using their dev tools. But
wow.
It totally, like, that's crazy. When you said that was the actual customization.
Yeah.
Oh, shock. Because you can, like, lift the hair, move
crinkle
the cheek.
It.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, you, like, literally, they were styling, like, some chick's hair. Like,
crazy. Like, there's no purpose for there to ever be two characters that look alike in this game.
No, yeah. It's
with all the customization.
Crazy detailed.
The weather system, I saw a video on where it was a thunderstorm at night, which is crazy. Pitch black. The guy could barely see arm's length in front of him, except for when lightning struck. Then the whole world lit up, and he can see further out. I was like, why are you moving at night? And then all of a sudden,
teleport home.
All of a sudden, red dots would start like pinging everywhere. He was an archer, so clearly he must have had some type of ability to lock on to multiple targets. But then lightning would strike monsters. And it's just like, why are you out at night
right
now?
That's scary.
Like, that's crazy.
That should be in Dark Souls.
Where are we at? That's the weather system. A dynamic day and night cycle will gradually progress of lighting effects, which is what I was just talking about. During the night, some NPCs will become unavailable as they return home, like smart people, while the number and type of monsters the player encountered will increase. Different game content will be available depending on whether it's night or day.
I like that world event weathers type of stuff, but only on the condition they give you some sort of like hint of what's coming forward. Like if you see all the cows walking up the mountain, you're like, oh, a tsunami's coming. I need to get back to base.
Oh, you want like animal reactions to weather?
Animal reactions or like a weatherman? I don't know.
We're alive.
Pops well, in the Pantheon. And,
oh my God.
There's a storm front coming in on the eastern section. So if you're out there tonight, watch out.
You know what I see? I hope a lot
back
of,
to you, Al.
I hope a lot of MMOs start doing is doing that second screen. Like do an app like on your phone for MMOs like this and have like a weather app or whatnot so you can see
that. That would be crazy.
You know what I mean? Because like if you're like, you guys are, if you have like a guild when you get late game or whatnot, you're waiting for the next temporary fog to go assault this next base, you can have that app on your phone. Hey, everybody in the guild.
We got 5 minutes till this fog rolls in over the base. We just have people hiding in bushes.
Like, then if it's like a real weather app, it's like, oh, it didn't happen.
I know. Exactly. Can't predict the weather, everybody. That'd be terrible.
I called into work.
Player housing will be non-instance. That's one thing. Usually in every MMO, if you have a base or something, it's an instance away from the main game. You know, you just go. So player houses are in that actual world.
So nobody's
world.
Safe.
Yeah, exactly. And will vary from tents through more substantial houses and buildings. Players will be able to furnish and equip their housing and may hire NPCs to set up as traders from their buildings. So you can have a shop right into your freaking house, apparently.
That's cool.
That is cool. Until somebody,
it's like Skyrim.
And then
my wife had a shop.
Somebody griefs you and steals all your comic books.
Yeah.
That's exactly what will happen. Players will be able to engage in mounted combat. Mounts are acquired by taming in the wild, and players are able to breed special mounts by mating certain types, Pokemon. Mounts require feeding and care, cannot be stored in inventory, and can be killed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm kind of looking forward to that.
I think a double-edged sword.
If I'm going to pick like a class or something to do, I'd probably end up becoming a breeder in that game.
Now, you see, I just said that to Jerry, and he's like, who the hell wants to spend their time breeding horses?
I love watching animals have sex.
That's so bad.
That's horrible.
But I was like, you can do that. You can create another job for yourself within the game. All you do is just go out and find rare stuff to sell to other people. Oh, I just found this new Pinto. That's all great. Do you want it? Well, yeah, I'll pay.
He's going to breed a wolf and a horse.
Made a wharf.
Worse.
That's terrible. But yeah, that's this game with the graphics. It's action type of combat like
Dragon's Dogma.
Super
fast.
Everything is super fast. Your mages are like action mages, which is just dope. I love that type of...
This was the one where the mages can punch.
Everybody.
Yes.
Everybody could punch.
Everybody had that melee.
They showed another little small subclass where if you wanted milk, you actually milk a cow, and they have a mini game to do it.
So I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
It showed udders on the screen, and you had to like do it in like rhythmic, whatever. I don't know.
In rhythm.
Yeah. I'll just say that.
Oh my God. Trying to be too smart, Aaron.
Yeah, a little bit.
Be yourself.
And it was crazy. Like, why is all that stuff even necessary? Because it's just more, I guess, to get you immersed into the game and stuff like that.
Super awesome.
I don't know. The Koreans, again, they've
done
it again.
Just think of the people that are just going to be like, I'm just going to milk cows and sell it.
Yeah.
Milk cows and sell it.
All I did was sell milk.
What are you? I'm a milkman.
Hey, you know what?
That's what I do.
I would hire a trader and just set up the Lon Lon milk. Straight
you could,
Zelda,
yeah.
Set up the Lon Lon milk.
Breed horses, get milk. That's what it's all about, people. MMOs, breeding horses and getting milk.
Get in touch with a chocolate person and make the only chocolate milk on the server.
There it is.
Bam.
Sell it for millions. So that's been Korean gaming, people. From an
American
stand.
Koreans, man, are ridiculous.
What do we give them? We give them a bright future or a...
Yeah, I'll bang them.
Wow.
Oh, we're not doing that?
Them, huh?
I'll bang every Korean.
We're not doing that segment?
I mean, what's up with the Western developers? Why can't we get
Actually, I don't know when you say Western, but we got a lot of good games. It's just reinforcing what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. It's a damn, it feels good to be a gamer.
Yeah. Oh, man. The future is huge. Right. Yeah. Next week, I think I'm going to focus on the Western gamers, the Western developers. We're going to see what comes out from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast in America. That's what I'm talking about. And maybe some Brazilian games. I don't know.
That's a left, left field.
I'm thinking of our hemisphere over here. But that's it, everybody, for the Weekend Bang. For Jada, Steven, Corey, and I, if I could say something Korean, I would, but I can't. So, see you next week.
Namaste.
Bang, I man. Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
I
let you bang.
Let me bang again.
Let me bang. Let me bang. Now go fuck yourselves.